Politicians have to be aware that for a lot of reasons, it is very easy to distort and demonize globalization and end up, as President Clinton did, where even if you are right on the economics, you lose control of the politics, so it works against you instead of for you. People who are the biggest losers from globalization, workers who have lost their jobs to robots or foreign factories, know exactly who they are. This makes them very easy to mobilize against more integration, technology, or free trade. People who are beneficiaries of globalization, of more open trade and of foreign investment, often don't know it at all. They often don't make the connections between globalization and their rising standards of living, and therefore they are difficult to mobilize. Have you ever heard a worker in a microchip factory say, "Boy, am I lucky! Thanks to globalization, soaring demand for American high-tech exports, the labor shortage for skilled workers in this country, and rising expectations in the developing world, my boss had to give me a raise!" No, you don't hear that. Another reason globalization is easy to distort is that people don't understand that it is largely a technology-driven phenomena, not a trade-driven one. We had a receptionist at the Washington Bureau of the New York Times, but the company eliminated her job. She didn't lose her job to a Mexican. She lost it to a microchip, the microchip that operates the voicemail system in all our office phones. The fact is, that microchip would have taken away her job if we had no trade with Mexico. That microchip would have taken away her job had we had a 30-foot-high wall stretching from one end of the Mexican-American border to the other. But politicians don't want to acknowledge this. It's much easier instead to rail against Mexicans and foreign factories. And, of course, foreign factories do, in some instances, take away jobs, but not nearly as many as technology destroys and creates. So there is just enough truth there to make for some very emotive, dangerous politics. And because foreign workers and factories are easy to see and microchips are not, they loom much larger in our consciousness as the problem. If we don't educate the public about the real nature of the world today and demystify globalizations, the separatists and isolationists will always exploit this confusion for their own ends. In 1998, President Clinton could not get NAFTA expanded to Chile, little Chile, because a union-led minority who believed that they were not benefiting from more free trade were very active in opposing the expansion of free trade and the expansion of NAFTA, while the majority that was benefiting from expanded free trade never understood who they were and never got mobilized to defend their interests.